You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time now for our regular check-in on the West Michigan music scene as we say hello to John Sinkovich. John, of course, editor and publisher of the localspins.com website, which covers West Michigan music. And John, you have for us kind of an end-of-the-year theme, starting off with the Turnips. And wow, how can you not love the fact that this group describes themselves as hailing from the farmland of Michigan's Lower Peninsula?
Yeah, this is sort of the first of three sort of under-the-radar picks that I decided to choose for this episode, because I think what happens over the course of 12 months is we sort of get caught up with some of the bigger names on the scene and some of the new releases that they have. And I thought it might be kind of fun to look at some bands that might be floating a little bit below the surface and yet really created some amazing music this past year. And the Turnips actually was the first album that I reviewed in 2017. It was released in January. And they were formed in Big Rapids several years ago, and this is their sophomore release. And it's interesting because the band shares a couple of its members with a very popular jam band by the name of Ultraviolet Hippopotamus. Andy Kirby and drummer Joe Fillion are part of that band as well. And these guys do a little bit different twist on it. They definitely have a little bit of that jam band vibe, but they also throw in a lot of different elements, whether it's funk or prog rock or soul or blues. It's a very interesting mix of stuff created by some people that are instrumentally very talented.
Well, let's listen to part of a track called from the Turnips. It's called Bon John Brovey, and I gotta love that name. Bon John Brovey. Describe the Turnip sound.
You know, it's funny. They will say that they do not want to even describe themselves as a particular genre. They really want to say, look, we started kind of with this rootsy kind of music, and we developed into more of a funk and prog rock and soul kind of a thing. And I think a lot of it is the fact that all of them have very many different influences in their own style and their own music. And I think that this 10-song collection is a real gem. It really perfectly displays what this band is about, everything from southern rock to, like I say, kind of funk.
A real delicious stew.
Absolutely.
And you say they don't play live very often?
They are still together. And like I say, right now, a couple of the band members are really sort of devoting their attention to UV Hippo. But we haven't heard the last of the Turnips.
So on to our next release from a band, Cosmic Knot. Their debut album is called Inner Space, and this track is called The Only Way Out. Now, John, you say Cosmic Knot defies description.
Yeah, in a different way than the Turnips, I think. This band is led by a singer-songwriter from Fremont by the name of Tom Wall. The band is based in Grand Rapids, and he kind of refers to his music as gypsycore, but really he actually also says that it really goes beyond that. He has some psychedelic flavors and some prog rock flavors. He throws some blues and jazz into it, and he's really surrounded himself with some very well-known musicians from West Michigan, people like Hyaman Manazak, Zach Gregory, Raleigh Smith, Justin Wieringa, Justin Avdek, Brad Fritcher, Joe Hedinga, who have been involved in other projects as well. And the thing that makes his music even more interesting and fascinating for people is that he insists that all the music and the instruments be tuned to 432 hertz as opposed to the traditional A440 tuning. A lot of people maintain that this music, when it's created by instruments tuned this way, has a healing and soothing quality about it. And he actually will say that his music is trying to promote as much positivity as humanly possible, and he's using music to improve lives. And he's done, it's really amazing. This thing has definitely taken off for him. It's gotten a lot of attention on college radio stations around the country. He won the best song contest at Grand Haven's Walk the Beat Festival this past summer. And it's fun to see this kind of music sort of having an audience, because some of the songs are pretty long.
How easy is it for folks to check them out live?
You can see them actually December 15th at Park Theater in Holland. And then I know they're going back into the recording studio in January and February to work on yet another EP.
And now we move to the Zannies, and you tell us that their new album is at the very top of your list of favorite regional releases for 2017. Why is that?
Yeah, it's among my top 10, I'd have to say. It's funny, we started with The Turnips, which is one of the first albums of the year, and this is one of the more recent releases of the year. I think I'm getting sick again. I've got a fever of 110. My head's so very I like them because they are a rock band without boundaries. It started as a basement solo project of bassist and singer Ben Steer, and the group now plays this really just very real rock and roll. They sort of bring in, I call it a carnival of rock and roll that's part alt rock, part psychedelic, part raw blues, part rockabilly. And he's got a really distinctive and versatile voice that really sort of adds a lot to their inventive approach. He adds Eric Satterley and Peter Slack on guitars, and then Josh Worsham on drums. And I think they've really taken a step forward. This album was recorded and mixed by Don Carlisle at Knavish Audio, and I think it did a really good job of sort of exposing the energy that these guys have. And when they play live, they have a lot of that. When I was young, I used to walk inside your shoes, waiting to grow.
And what is the name of this album, and what do you really, really love about it?
It's called Espejos, and I think that part of it is that I think it really sort of feels like this was created in a rootsy, bluesy basement or something, that it has this sort of raw feel to it, and at the same time, it's got some great lyrics and some really fun melodies.
And I know they've got a date coming up in Grand Rapids right after the new year.
Yep, they'll be playing Rocky's Bar and Grill in Grand Rapids here on January 11th. And I'm actually hoping to book them for my local Spins Wednesday show at Speakeasy Lounge in the spring as well. It definitely goes to show you how much I like these guys.
Well, just to recap then, the Zannies from Grand Rapids with their album Espejos. Cosmic Knot, based also in Grand Rapids. Their debut album is Inner Space. And out of Big Rapids, the Turnips with their sophomore album, Stopwatch Time Drop. You can find out more about these and lots of other West Michigan artists. Just go to localspins.com, edited and published by my guest, John Sinkovich. Always fun talking with you, John. Thank you so much.
Yeah, season's greetings to everyone.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.